What a day to be a senator. At about 3:30 this morning, the Senate passed a Republican-sponsored budget resolution that calls for trillions of dollars in cuts to domestic spending. Before they got there, senators spent 18 hours slogging through more than 40 amendments. None of what they did is binding. Senators call the annual marathon Votorama, and NPR's Elsa Chang was there.
Mr. Tillis, aye. Ms. Hirono, aye. Mrs. Fisher, aye.
Don't be fooled. The buzz of senators in the chamber late into the night is not lawmaking in action. This is Vote-a-Rama, an exercise in fighting off fatigue and boredom as senators vote on dozens and dozens of budget amendments. Every senator has a coping mechanism, even the first-timers, like Republican Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, who says you just need a good distraction, like basketball.
West Virginia plays at 10 o'clock tonight against Kentucky, so I'm certainly going to be up for that.
For Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, it's about dreaming of recess just around the corner.
I try to think about my wife and I get away for a few days next week, and I think about that.
And for Democrat Tom Carper of Delaware?
Power naps. Actually, they work. So,
where's your power nap cot or couch?
There's a sofa in my office.
All the energy spent this night is for a budget that, remember, doesn't have the force of law. Congressional budgets are non-binding vision statements, so votes on amendments to a budget are just expressions of feeling on things like the minimum wage or the nuclear talks with Iran or paid sick leave. As they vote, senators know the point of this night is to force each other to go on the record so political ads can target them months later.
You're always thinking about, well, that's a terrible ad.
Republican John Thune of South Dakota.
So I think you just have to say that's the way it is, and we came here to cast hard votes.
Thune says the whole thing is bizarre, but it has some usefulness. Past Votoramas have revealed unexpected bipartisan support for certain policy ideas, like letting states collect sales taxes on online purchases or repealing the medical device tax under the health care law. Of course, Thune says it's easier to vote yes on something that isn't going to become law.
You know, we got 80 votes for the medical device tax repeal in the last time we did the Votorama, which if we actually had that vote on the floor when it really counted, I'm guessing it would be a lot. It'd be a big drop-off.
But there's one thing you can count on during Votoramas. Senators are stuck hanging out with each other for hours and hours. Carper of Delaware says that hardly ever happens these days.
There's a great opportunity to communicate and sometimes to find compromises.
In fact, Carper says he spent some of Thursday afternoon brainstorming on the floor with Republicans about a bill on border security. And as for dinner that night, Republicans were buying, a rare moment when both sides would be eating in the same room. But by 9:30 last night, patience had started to wane. Minority Leader Harry Reid made a plea.
I know that the Republican leader bought dinner tonight, and I appreciate that very much. But if we can finish here by 11:30, I'll buy dinner when we get back. It'll be better than that.
Such wishful thinking. 11:30 came and went, and it was clear senators had no interest in cutting votes short for a free dinner. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
And we have some news this morning about the man you just heard. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has announced that he will not seek another term in the Senate in 2016, so he will be done with late-night dinners and late-night votes in a little less than 2 years. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.